Chi-Hi Hockey is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cards, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, there are four teams left to duke it out in Section 1, and the most implausible of those four stories is Chippewa Falls. Cards went down to Stevens Point Thursday night and pulled off the huge upset. Most people thought they'd go quietly into the night. They left that night with a celebration of a 4-1 victory over the undefeated number one team in the state. Good to have you along. It's game two, game three, actually, of the series with Eau Claire Memorial. Game three of the postseason as well for Chi-Hi. I'm Greg Stewart along with Connie Feedy. And our radio producer is Gavin Bobey. Our television producer for YouTube is Sam Aberly. And Connie, none of us really expected, at least up here in the radio booth, expected to be here tonight, but this is why they play them. It's a lot of fun in the second season.
Yeah, that's why you play the game. You know, never thought this was going to happen. I don't think a lot of people did, but clearly the team believed, and clearly, you know, Drew Brovald showed up that night.
He sure did. The freshman goaltender, he's going to have to be big again tonight for Chi-Hi as they play an old nemesis, Eau Claire Memorial. This is the 107th meeting between the two programs. The Aves lead the overall series, 72 wins, 32 losses, and 3 ties. We tied them earlier this year, 4-4. At home, and it went into double overtime. They outshot us by quite a few in that game. Then we came down here and lost 4-0 on their home ice. They outshot us that night 48-17. We're going to have to be a lot better tonight to beat ECM.
Which we know is possible. You know, the first time, only time we faced Stevens Point, we had 3 shots on net. So if we can go from 3 shots to 20 against a top team in the state, without a doubt, you know, we can absolutely do that tonight.
Yeah, the other half of the bracket has got New Richmond playing at home against Wausau West tonight.
Yeah,
so
that's
these are the four teams left.
Yep. Yeah.
In D1 and Section 1, I call it the Northern State Tournament here because it's so tough.
It is so tough to get it out of this section, yeah. I mean, every year we have several teams that could easily go down at state and make an impact. And if you make it out of this section, you're usually going to do pretty well. You have good odds.
Absolutely. So Chi-Hi comes in at 10-15-1. They have won 5 in a row, 4 out of their last 5 here tonight, and the Aves are 15-9-2. The teams finished 10-3-1 in the BRC for Eau Claire Memorial and Chi-Hi at 6-7-1. But it just shows you how things can turn around in the playoffs. You can have a losing record and come in here and beat a team, build some confidence.
Yeah.
And hey, wins at your back.
Right. Really, the whole regular season means nothing except for if you got home ice advantage or not. You know, it all comes down to those games, which is why you play the games, because you just don't know who's going to, you know, win that particular night, who's going to be on.
Especially if the opponent overlooks you, thinking, well, you know, we should have no problem with this team.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if that's what happened with Stevens Point.
I don't either. I'm not what happened necessarily.
No, but, you know, like, it doesn't even matter if you're mentally, you know, consciously not looking past them. Your subconscious knows this is a team that got 3 shots on us. You know, what are the odds?
Yeah, 3 shots first time around. We lost 8-0.
Right, right. Exactly. You know, it's hard to keep that go mentality. But Memorial has an advantage tonight that they know they can't look past Chi-Hi. They've proven themselves against a very good team. So, you know, yeah, they're going to be a little bit more ready, I think.
All right, I think it's time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Connie, what do you think? What do we have to do to pull off another stunner here?
I think it's going to come down to the goaltending for both teams. Obviously, we know Drew Bovald is having a great freshman season. He, you know, stood on his head against Hudson this year. We beat Hudson And then again, you know, we all know about Stevens Point. And this game that we tied against Eau Claire Memorial, their goalie didn't have the best night. He's had some off nights this season against New Richmond, I think, and maybe even Hudson. Hopefully, he's not on tonight. I hate to say that,
Evan,
but it's hard stand. Yeah, I'm hoping that Evan maybe is in his head a little bit.
Yeah, we'll take that. There you go, our Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer, where you're going to find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. It's Cardinal Countdown, the postseason, Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial in the sectional final. And we will continue. This is Cardinals Hockey on WOGO and our YouTube channel. And we'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory Authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling. To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $1,725 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
WIA sectional semifinal tonight here at Hobbs Ice Center. Glad to have you along. Greg Stewart and Connie Feedy here on radio tonight. Our producer, Gavin Bovey, and our video YouTube producer is Sam Aberle. Let's go downstairs to Connie. She's got head coach Matt Luckowitz of the Cards live at ice level on our Cardinal Countdown program. Connie, take it away.
Yeah, thank you. I'm here with head coach Matt Luckowitz after that amazing Cinderella win against Stevens Point. You know, I remember talking to you after the North game about how excited you were to go face them. How are you feeling after that win and now coming into this game against Memorial?
Well, I could say we're definitely a little bit more excited now. That was a special night. Things had to go right. We had to play a really good game. We had to do the things well that we know how to do. And we bought in that night, and everybody bought in. And none of the negative things that we've been seeing throughout our season showed up. Everybody was focused. Everybody was dialed in. We got great support out of our goaltender. We got great support for our goaltender from our defense and our forwards, and just worked our D zone really well. LeMay was able to pump a couple in, and that was the difference in the game, and that's the way we want to play.
Yeah, you've been able to rely on LeMay to get some offensive power for your team. You know, Memorial's going to know that. How are you going to respond to keep some offensive pressure on the Eau Claire team?
Yeah, when you got a guy that's heating up towards the end of the year and finding his confidence, you just let him go. He knows that he's the focal point of his line, and we're trying to get him the puck. And they know that, too. So then it's kind of like Vince Lombardi. It's like, I'll send him the whole playbook. I'll tell him exactly what we're doing. We know what Memorial's doing. They know what we're doing. We've watched video. We know each other's systems. We know what to expect. So now it's just who can execute and who can win that battle. You know what's coming. So now it's just who wants it more and who's gonna execute.
Absolutely. Well, hey, it's a great, you know, big game for you guys. I hope the Cinderella story doesn't hit midnight and you guys keep going. So good luck.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Connie Feedy, thank you very much. Matt Luckowitz, first-year head coach. Couple of first-year head coaches here. Matt Luckowitz was on a couple of state tournament teams for Scott Parker, great defenseman. And Jeff Schemberger, in his first year with the Old Abes, has been with the program for 27 years, played college hockey here at UW-Eau Claire, and on staff for the 08 and 2013 state title teams for the Abes. Let's quickly give you the goalie matchup for tonight for the Abes. It'll be Evan Madsen, who's played virtually the entire season for Jeff Schemberger, all but one game. He is 14-8-2, comes in with a goals against average of .274. And a save percentage of .901. And late in the season, Matt Luckowitz has called on the freshman Andrew Brobold. He is 6'1", 165 pounds, 20 pounds lighter than Evan Madsen. His numbers are 6-8, his record, goals against average of .323, and a .901 save percentage. This is Cardinal Countdown, getting ready for puck drop here tonight at Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire. The Cards and the Aves, couple of old foes, 107. Meeting between the two programs, and this was a biggie for the sectional semifinal, and the winner moves on to that sectional final, just a game away from the state tournament. Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel. You can find us at WOGO Sports on YouTube, and we will be back.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror at Chippewa Falls.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi-High hockey team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire is rocking tonight. You got a huge crowd from Chippewa Falls.
Pat.
And they are revved up here tonight, Connie.
Yeah, they are. I would say there's a lot more Chi-High students here than there are Memorial.
Absolutely. And anybody wearing red coming past that Chi-High student section, it gets a huge eruption for sure.
That they do.
Yeah, so it should be a lot of fun. The Cards and Abes here tonight in the sectional semifinal. WIA State Boys and Girls Hockey Tournaments will be held in conjunction March 6th through the 8th at Bob Suter's Capital Ice Arena in Middleton. Take part of the excitement of the state tournaments, the magic of March, by accessing the WIA website. You can click on tickets, the link at the top, to order your state hockey tournaments, WIAAWI.org. We're on the air everywhere, WOGO.com, and the YouTube channel. Just link us up at WOGO Sports. You can subscribe to that and never miss a game. Just a couple of minutes away from the teams entering the ice, and we'll take a break. Back in a moment with the starting lineups. Puck drop a few minutes away here at Hobbs and Eau Claire on WOGO. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and YouTube. We'll be back.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating. Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Ready to launch your career? Whether you're finishing high school or considering a career change, Chippewa Valley Technical College has the tools you need to succeed. Come join us at the CVTC Spring Open House on Tuesday, April 15th in Eau Claire and River Falls. Explore our fast, flexible programs and start working toward a higher paying career. Take a tour, engage in hands-on activities, and apply for free. Register now for a chance to win amazing prizes. CVTC.edu/spring.
It's hockey time here at Hobbs. And the decibel level just went up. The Aves have hit the ice and the Cards as well. Memorial in their home white jerseys with the purple and white trim, and the Black Breezers and the Cards with their road black unis, black sweaters, and the red and white trim with the Black Breezers with a red and white stripe down both sides. Andrew Brobo, to be on the west end of the building, and Evan Madsen, who is a sophomore, Brobo, the freshman, will patrol the crease at the east end at Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire. And I don't know if we can get another person in here tonight, Connie.
I don't think we could. I mean, it is standing room only, and even then, I don't think people have a good view.
Yeah, but a lot of fun, an electric atmosphere. We're glad to bring it to you on radio and YouTube TV as well, all around the world. Our officials tonight, Jason Lacine and Derek Robarge, are the referees, and Dave Bestel is our linesman here tonight. And for the Cards, Matt Luckowitz is going to start Ethan Foyles on this first line, along with Brett Carlson. And Easton Skelton, the freshman, will get the start on that first line. And of course, Brett Kristen, Sam Hebert will be the defenseman. The senior defenseman get a ton of ice time for Lucky here this year. And for the Aves, they've got a dynamite first line, over 130 points scored by Gabe Pankratz, Wyatt Seymour, and Mac Diggins. And Pankratz hurt us in the first game in that 4-4 tie, had a couple of goals in that one. And Diggins with a couple of tallies in the 4-0 loss here. And so those are a couple of guys, the first-team All-BRC players, Connie, that you got to kind of limit their damage to you.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you have to watch them, and you also have to watch the third line from Eau Claire Memorial. They did a lot of damage against Hudson. You know, just always there, and Peyton Hall, good freshman that they have there. So you can't let your guard down against anybody against Eau Claire Memorial.
Yeah, Flannery, Hulls, and Kranitz on that third line. And so it'll be really important if we can match it up on our third line with theirs and, you know, keep them in check as well here tonight. But both teams represented well in the BRC, All-BRC team this year. Gabe Pankratz, Matt Diggins for Memorial, first team all conference. Blake Ottoman made second team. And for the Cards, Drew Brobold, Sam Hebert, Brett Krista, LeMay, Ethan Foyles, Brett Carlson, all making the All-BRC team this season. They're going to duke it out here tonight, the Aves and the Cards. And the crowd, as you can hear, is really fired up. Chi High at 10-15-1 overall, and Eau Claire Memorial at 15-9-2, but both teams riding winning streaks, you might expect, heading in here to the second round, or third round, actually, of the postseason right now, the sectional semifinal. So the players being introduced, starting lineups here at Hobbs, and we're going to take another break, ready for puck drop here on WOGO. Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and YouTube TV, and we'll be back.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve again, Burzgala Company.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Chi High at Eau Claire Memorial, the sectional semifinal. The teams are ready to rock and roll here tonight. Brett Christo will take the opening faceoff here for the Cards. And he's flanked by Ethan Foyles and Easton Skelton. Defensively, it is Kristen Hebert. And here we go. Tancred Seymour Diggins up front for ECM. And right away, it is Mac Diggins who banks this one off the near wall, just drops this one in the left wing corner, and the Cards on the breakout can't connect in the pass. Pick off by Diggins, skates over top of the circle left wing side. He's harassed by Foyles, who lifted his stick, and the Cards able to clear it out.
Here two comes on Tyag. One.
2-on-1 coming. Here is Skelton. Skelton moves in. It is spun around on the check as he came to the left wing circle. Apparently he didn't think that Carlson was open enough. Didn't drop a pass to him in the seam.
I think he lost control of it.
Might have. Chi High with a chance on the odd man rush. But it didn't finish off. And Memorial guns this one in left wing corner. It's going to rim around. And the Cards quickly exit their own end of the ice. And that line will peel off a minute into the game. No score. Chi High at Eau Claire Memorial. New set of players for the Cards, at least offensively. Hebert still out there for Chi High defensively, and he rolls back in his own zone as the Cards move it up the ice. Here's a tap pass ahead for Matt Fournette. Netter comes in, fires, and the save made by Evan Madsen. No problem on that one. A open window to the shooter, and he flags it down and hangs on. 15:48 left in the game clock. Face off to Madsen's glove side. In the Abe's D zone, Fournette pushes it wide of the cage. It rolls around left wing corner. It's going to be scooped up by the Abe's, and there's an icing call against Eau Claire Memorial. So the Cards County with an early chance and couldn't make it pay off.
But good momentum right now. Got the first shot on net. You know, Eau Claire is icing it. You know, it's a good start.
We're going to do it. Same spot, right wing circle in the east end of the building. Abe's defensive zone. Netter reaches down and spins this one off to his left, and it's going to be picked up by the guy who is just on fire, Jackson LeMay. He's got 9 goals in the last 5 games. Tried to center one up for Dane Krista. He couldn't control it, and it's tapped in the Chi High zone and stopped there by the freshman goaltender, Brobold, who has yet to face a shot on net. Aves play it D to D. Now they work it up on the near side for Blake Ottoman. He'll tip that one in the zone. And it rolls around. It's going to be cleared back to center by Chai High. Cards just hanging back right now, waiting for the Aves to work it up the ice. And Krista tapped this one off the boards, a blind pass. And that one was corralled by ECM. Here is Flannery on this third line, tapped it ahead, but Aves couldn't put anything together, and a long stretch pass is going to be an icing call on Chai High right here. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Face off in the card zone. It's this third line of Hull's centering Flannery and Carnitz for Eau Claire Memorial. Cards got Sam Johnson's line out there right now. And this one tipped into the left wing corner. Aves can't track it down, and it's going to be taken by the veteran, Brett Krista. Tried to hit Sam Johnson on his blade, and an icing call right here as Johnson couldn't control it. And it's coming back to the Chai High into the ice.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that, you know, a couple missed passes, hard passes we haven't been able to control. Hopefully we get settled down and get a little bit more, you know, comfortable after the first few minutes here and start keeping those tape to tape.
But Chai High does look to me like a confident team here.
They do look like a confident team for sure. Like, you know, like they just seem to be going hard.
Cards first line back out there, centered by Carlson. This one ripped on the near fence, and it's going to be dumped back in by Eau Claire Memorial. Here is Krista. Hammers that
two
one ahead,
on
and another two-on-one for the Cards. Here is Carlson. Centering pass for Foyles, just beyond his reach, and it deflects in the left wing corner. Now here come the Aves. It is Menard across the line. Stops top of the circle. Tries to center one up. And that was intercepted by the Cards. And he paid the price on the wall on the check by Brett Krista. Aves had it for a moment out at neutral ice, and it's ripped on the wall, jammed up against the fence on the far side, and it's going to be taken by Eau Claire Memorial. Here is Diggins. Diggins moves in, feathers a pass ahead on the left right post of the Chai High goal, and it's going to come back to the point. On the near side is Krushke. Moves in, fires a shot, thumped off the pads of Brovold into the corner and cleared back out between the blue lines by Chai High. Pick off right now for the Cards. Here comes
almost.
Matt Fernand. Oh, Netter moved down the slot, but they caught him just at the hash marks of the wheel, and the puck slips off his stick and rolls into the right wing corner. 13-11 left to go. Aves have it right now. They work the breakout. Cards nearly had an interception on LeMay, who is rolling around in the zone, and this one is cleared all the way down. Icing's going to be waved off, and Chai High with a chance to break out of their own zone right now. Here they come. Long pass ahead for LeMay. Here he comes. Jackson moves in. Fires a shot. Oh, it goes in. Jackson LeMay just toasted the goaltender for the Aves here tonight, Evan Madsen, on the right side. And the guy is just burning it up on the ice.
Top of the circles, wide shot, beautiful, just low on the ice, right, beats Madsen. I don't even think Madsen saw it.
I don't think so either.
Great stretch pass to get that going from the D by the goal line to LeMay, center ice. Excellent play.
4:11, the time of the goal. And number 21 picks up another one.
That pass connected.
His 10th goal in the last six games for LeMay. He's got 26 on the season, and he has lighted the lamp late in the season. I mean, he just erupted a volcano here at the end of the season for Jackson LeMay, and it's 1-0 Chai High. They look like a competent team coming in here, and this is going to give him even more confidence. Brett Krista back in his own zone, turns it up the ice, and the Aves have it. Chai High with the INT in the Aves zone.
Oh.
And it's going to be picked up by Andrew Johnson. Andy tried to maneuver the puck past the goaltender, and it's fired all the way down back in the Chai High zone. Again, icing's going to be waved off. The rock is loose in behind Brovold and fired up the ice. Nice keep right there on the right wing side by Schemberger, who was not playing in the last game. He was under the weather, the coach's son. but he's out there right now on D. Left wing corner is Pankratz on this first line. Pankratz fought through the check, and now he goes back to Schemberger at the point. Tried to give it right back to him. Pankratz couldn't control. And Chi High in the break right now. It is Carlson and Foyles on the near side. Carlson gets it right now. Turns, rips a shot. This one is taken in as Easton Skelton was forcing it in on the forecheck here. Had a chance, but then lost the rock, and it's cleared back out to neutral. 11:17 left to go. Banked off the wall on the far side by ECM, and here comes Memorial. It is Diggins in the high slot. Diggins launched a shot that was broken up out in front. Diggins trying to find the puck right here, but Chi High gets there first, taps it around, and they're out to neutral ice, and a pass to LeMay.
He's
off his skate, yep, and Kareen's back for Eau Claire Memorial. And finally, a stoppage of play here.
Finally, an icing call. Drew Broval down there, like, you going to call it? He's gloves
in
the air, like,
I know. They waved off a couple. This one they're going to call. And we're going back to the Eau Claire Memorial end of the ice here. Netter, Matt Fournette will take the draw. Right wing circle. And this one is pushed to the wall on the far side. Cards get a couple of players down there. Fournette is one of them. Here is LeMay. Turns. Centering pass. Comes back to the point. Loading one up right there is Austin Fournette. And that one went wide. Cards trying to keep it pinned inside the zone. There's a one-timer on net by
big rebound.
Eli Burmeister. And a big rebound left out there as Ottoman came in. Was upended on the check. Chi High has it behind their own net. Now here's Dane Krista. Pass off the backhand ahead
for
Burmeister. And this one is fired off the wall and into the Eau Claire Memorial zone. And the Cards get a fresh set of D out there. Sam Johnson's line joins the fray. And we've got an offsides call right here with 10:07. I think it came over the bench, the Eau Claire Memorial bench, and out of play. 10:07 left to go, first period. Cards have struck pay dirt first on Jackson LeMay's 26th goal of the year. And it's 1-0 score. Try to get you an assist on that one. I'm not sure who was the helper on that one. And here comes Eau Claire Memorial. It is Rolls who moves in! And a save right there by Broebold.
Beautiful glove save. Tracked it in the entire way. Let it come into his glove. Didn't swat at it. Great goaltending.
I'll tell you what, when a goaltender is in the zone, they are.
And particularly Drew Broebold.
Yeah, it is really hard to get one past it. Face off the Broebold's blocker side. And here is Sam Hebert. Jams this one off the wall. Little collision down there between Krista and Dave Pankratz. It did go across the blue line.
That's good.
Yep. And here is Brett Krista.
Ooh.
Krista's shot knocked down, and Diggins has got it. Diggins is going to walk to the hole, shoots, and a big save right there by Broebold as he came over, had his pad stacked against the left post, and made a huge save. Here is Diggins again on the keep inside the zone over to Pankratz. Those two just worked like coffee and cream.
Here we go.
And it's cleared out to center, and Chi High able to throw this one down. There's
Memorial's Foyles. Got a penalty here. Late hit on Brett Krista. Looks like number 10, Pankratz.
Yeah, Pankratz is going to sit for two.
He's
here.
Getting frustrated. That's a good thing for Chi High.
And a power play for the Cards. They got a couple of power play goals at Stevens Point. Before that, it was pretty slim pickings.
Was it 8%?
8.5%.
Yeah, you know, hey, that 8% hit at the right time.
They have found their power play here
in
the postseason.
And shots on net right now are equal, 4-4.
Okay. Well, one of those went in for the good guys here. And the Cards have the extra attacker now, the extra skater. Here at 9:09 left of the first period, it's dumped all the way down by Eau Claire Memorial, and Chi High will hit the reset button behind Drew Broebold. Here is LeMay. Races up the ice, weaves his way through
speed.
The center circle with some energy. LeMay moves down the slot. Carlson with a chance. LeMay was sitting on the back door, but couldn't find the puck as it bounced through his legs. Now back to the point for Hebert. Over on the left side, and a shot. On this power play, Foyles is playing the left point. Foyles held it in for a moment, and then he got pushed out of the zone by Karnitz, and it's back to neutral ice. with a 1:14 left on the game clock here in this power play. Here is LeMay. Spins, fires through traffic, and that just missed. And Manson had no clue where that one was. LeMay had it hit his skate and ricochet out of the zone here with 58 seconds left to go. Here is Hebert trying to hit Brett Carlson, who was out of gas, and Carlson's going to hit the bench, and his teammates on the icing call here on Chi High with 53 seconds to go in the power play.
Yeah, I might have taken the offsides there if I were Brett, but face off all the way down. Get some fresh legs out there.
8:07 on the game clock left here in the first. 1-0 lead for Chi High. LeMay's goal. And the faceoff, left wing circle. And we're just about ready to go here. It's dropped by Dave Bestel. And here is Memorial and a shot on net. Diggins was down there for the redirect, but Brobel didn't give him any space. And Chi High's got it right now. Cards looking relaxed here. This is Krista. Turns, rips one around the yellow ribbon. It's going to come from left to right. Now the half wall in the Memorial zone. 30 seconds to go in the power play. Again, cleared by Eau Claire Memorial. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics and Chi High hockey. Here are the Cards again. It is LeMay, left wing side, crosses the blue line. LeMay into the left wing corner, harassed by Diggins as he got down there, pushed up against the wall. Chi High still has it. LeMay trying to fight his way. Diggins is all over him, and Chi High's got it right here. Banked off the wall to Hebert at the point. The quick wrist shot. That one hit a Memorial player out in front. The Apes have a player. Oh, pass for Ottoman. He was all by himself, and the Cards have to get back quickly as time runs out in the power play. And Memorial with the extra attacker right now. Apes have it back at the point. Here is Carter Hayes. Hayes dumps it right wing side for Seymour. And they'll leave it for Blake Ottoman behind the cage, and Chi High finally catches up to it, banks this one off the window, and back out to neutral ice as Foyles comes off the ice, running out of gas for Ethan right there, and the puck in the right wing corner with 6:32 left to go. Chi High defensive zone. Abe's peeling off the wall. Cards get a couple of players down there, including Hebert, tries to back one ahead. Comes over to Sam Johnson. Sam turns, fires one out of the zone, and the Abe's have to touch up. Gives Chi High a little time here with 6:16 left to go. Hebert turns, trying to find a player up the ice. Couldn't locate one, and Memorial goes D to D. Here's a pass to Cienko. They have it in our zone. Firing a shot. Swallowed up by Brobold on the far post with 6:04 left to go here in the period.
We needed that whistle to get our third line off, get our first line back out there. Memorial had their, you know, one of their top lines out there. Thank you, Drew.
Yeah. The goaltender's got to know the situation, and he did that time. And ate that puck up on a quick shot by Eau Claire Memorial. First line is rested for Chi High. They're out there right now. Puck loose off the draw. Now it comes back. And it is Pankratz with a shot down low. It's Diggins trading blows
with Eli Burmeister, freshman.
Yep. Yeah, why not? We're watching him grow up on the ice here.
Yeah.
The senior against the freshman.
You got to protect your goaltender. There's a couple of extra slaps that Drew Brovald, you know, after he clearly had possession and control of the puck.
Here is Seymour to take the draw for Eau Claire Memorial against Carlson. And Chi High comes out of the fray with the puck, and then they cough it up at neutral ice. And here is Pankratz, crosses the line, leaves it for Seymour. And it's Diggins who jumps in, fires a shot, comes around the rim, and it's going to come out. As Lossman brought it in, thought he was onsides or not. He definitely was not. He was a foot or two across the line.
Have the moral keep shooting wide, breaking the puck out for us.
Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Here's Chi High again. Two on two now. LeMay with Fernet on his wing. Netter has it as he slid over, but this one's going to drop off his stick and ricochet high in the air, and the Cards have to recalibrate back in their own zone. out to neutral ice. Intercepted by the Aves, and they bring it in. Right wing side. Memorial will drop this one in. Into the elbow on the far side. Chai Hai picks it off. Now here's Dane Krista looking for the stretch pass to LeMay. He couldn't knock it down, couldn't settle it down out at neutral. And so Chai Hai hits the reset button right here. 4:54 left to go. INT passed it right to Cienko. It came off his stick, but he got some off-wing help right there from his teammate Matthew Wonke. It's in the high slot area. Chai Hai with the intercept right there. A battle. Wonke came back, lifted the stick of LeMay, and the puck is loose in the zone. Jabbed up on the fence on the far side. Loose in the left wing circle. A shot right there by the Aves. Blake Kahneman rifled over the crossbar and hit the window right behind our goaltender, Drew Broboll. That might have hit the camera right behind him, our WOGO YouTube camera. Now it's loose in the left wing circle, just beyond the circle in the Chai Hai D zone. 4:09 left to go here in the first period. Chai Hai leads it 1-0 on the LeMay goal at 4:11 of the first. Aves have it. Nice pickoff right there by Foyles. He is going to go 1-on-3 right here. Ooh. And a long distance shot right there into the glove of Evan Madsen, and he'll hang on, and that gives the Cards a chance to get some fresh bodies on the ice here.
Yeah, get the puck out of our zone. Start playing in the offensive zone a little bit more here. You know, a couple of missed passes again, and it makes it really hard to get out of that neutral zone and keep it in the other end.
3:54 left, first period. Cards in the sectional semifinal against the Aves, and they lead it 1-0. And we're back to action. Dropped in the Aves zone. This one's going to come through neutral ice and corralled right there by Eli Burmeister. And here is Carlson, harassed as he came in by Pankratz. Fired a shot in off the inboards, back out to center ice and tipped in by Foyles. He just feathered that one right wing corner. 3.5 left here in the first period. And
icing?
It's going to be gunned all the way down, and icing's going to be waved off.
Ah.
Well, they're pretty generous here with those icing calls, or maybe I should say stingy with the icing calls, at least coming our direction. This one ripped off the glass, and it's going to deflect all the way down in the Aves zone, and that gives Chai Hai a chance to get some new bodies on the ice here. Out at neutral.
Here we go. Oh,
and it is going to be Austin Fournette.
Needs a line change.
Will dump this one in. Yeah, he does need a line change. He's going to skate off to the bench. 2:53 left to go here in the first period. A lot of action here, and this is Mac Diggins. Diggins, top of the circle. Wired a shot on in on Broboll. Tried, I think, to go five-hole, and Broboll closed it down in a hurry and hangs on to the puck. Well, fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach, and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Good to have you along tonight. Greg Stewart and Connie Feeney here at Hobbs Ice Center. Gavin Bovey, our radio producer. Sam Aberle on TV tonight. And the puck is back in the Aves zone. Krushke finds it. He's got to skate with it. Bangs it off the dasher on the far side. This one comes right onto the tape of Hebert. And he'll hand off to his defensive partner, Brett Krista. Krista almost lost it. And now they give it up at neutral ice for Krushke. Krusky sails in, left wing corner, floats into the corner, and now it's picked off by Chai Hai, but they can't clear. That's going to be taken by Karnitz right there. He'll drop it off for Flannery. Karnitz 28, Flannery 29, left wing corner. And it's going to be on the right wing side for Karnitz. He tried to skate right down the seam, but the Cards just surrounded him and made him give up the puck. We're under two to play here in the first period. Chai Hai with a 1-0 lead, and Dane Krista will roll around, try to pass on the near side for LeMay. He couldn't find the handle on that one, and Eau Claire's got it right now. Long stretch pass ahead, right onto the stick of Hebert. Hebert into the skates of LeMay, but there to follow up was Carlson with a shot on net, and the save is made by Madsen. 1:25 left to go. And it is going to be Eau Claire Memorial with the puck, and they couldn't clear out. Chai Hai with the INT right here. It is Skelton. Skelton rolled through the right wing circle and then gave it up. And here is Blake Ottoman. Ottoman skates in. And it was Fournette, or I should say Eli Burmeister, who was on his shoulder as he came in. Wouldn't give him a nice clear shot. And that one ricochets over the glass and out of play with 106 left to go in the first period.
Yeah, like Eli Burmeister, just for a freshman, he's an awfully tall kid at 5'11", 155. You know, he's going to really develop into a great defenseman.
He's pulling a lot of shifts right now.
He is.
Really contributing. Eau Claire Memorial with a shot. The net is empty on this side. But Brobold slid over to stop a shot. It kind of caromed on the Memorial player. It's loose out in front. And on the back check is Carlson. Now a shot that was blocked out in front. I think Carlson took that one and limps a little bit. Goes back to the point where at 41 seconds left to go, they go cross ice here for Pankratz. It was in his skates. And Chi High just trying to clear it out of their own zone. And Carlson slides over and lifts this one down the ice. And Gabe Pankratz rolling back, gloves it and drops it down. And Chi High just escaped a bullet right there with some really solid chances on Brobold. This one is skimmed into the zone by Fournette. And now we just got to roll out of here with 13 seconds to go in the period. One final shift for Pankratz. One final lick at our goaltender. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. The puck in the Chi High zone and rolled around the boards by Fournette. And time runs out here in the first period. So the Cards will head to the locker room with a 1-0 lead here in this sectional final. Provolts played well, and they peppered him a little bit at the end of the period, and he stood up to it.
Yeah,
and Chi High with a 1-0 lead.
A little bit of running around there at the end, but, you know, just some passing things, you know, that Chi High's had all year, but they're not panicking about it, I don't think, too much. You know, it's kind of looking a little scattered, I should say, in the diesel, not panicked. And shots on net, Chi High has 6 shots against Memorial, and Memorial has 9 against Brovald.
Okay. And a 1-0 lead for Chi High.
Which is really the statistic that matters.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. We'll take it. Still 2 periods to go here, so anything can happen tonight. And Chi High looking like a very confident team coming in here. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. A 1-0 lead for Chi High. LeMay with the goal at 4:11 of the first, and that's where we stand after one period here at Hobbs Ice Center. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and our YouTube channel, and we'll be back.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Metropolis Resort is the perfect getaway for winter play. Action City is your home for target practice, bouncing your cares away, practicing your ninja warrior moves, and channeling your favorite race car driver and all your favorite arcade games. The fun continues at Chaos Water Park. Seek thrills, be lazy, or be active. And the aquatic playground, perfect for the little ones. And on-site dining like City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co., featuring Caribou Coffee. Family fun is what it's all about. Metropolis Resort.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $1,725 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
Cards up 1-0 here tonight. Hobbs against the Aves after one period. It was Jackson LeMay, his 10th goal in the last six games, his 26th of the season. And the assist went to the sophomore, Austin Frenette. The defenseman got the helper right there. And Chi High leads it 1-0. Broboldt's played well in net here tonight. Chi High, what do you think of the second period they have to do here to keep this thing?
They need to get that momentum back they had the start of the period where they were really playing a lot of ice time in Memorial's offensive zone, getting more shots on net. They just have to get those passes connecting. You know, there's a few saucer passes that are too much saucer, yeah. Not enough on the ice,
yep.
That they're missing, or a couple in the skates. You know, just those little fine-tuning things.
Right.
And they're just a little scattered. I think a little bit of running around in the D zone. And I think they just need to tighten some things up, get back to basics, as Coach Luckowitz likes to say.
Yeah, they've had some chances for a nice odd man rush if they can just connect on those passes, but it seems to break down sometimes. It neutralizes
into
the zone.
Yeah, you know, and they do that. And I've also noticed that Memorial, which is a good thing for us, they're shooting wide a lot,
yep.
And breaking the puck out for us, getting that puck over the blue line. I know that's been a struggle for Chi High throughout the year. Getting that puck over the blue line, you know, and I don't want to see any blue line goals where we just failed to get it out over the zone when we had the opportunity. So hopefully, a couple of those little tweaks, we'll get the momentum back on our side, getting more shots on net, get a few more insurance goals
yeah.
here.
We're taking a 1-0 lead for the Cards over the Aves here tonight. At one point this season, a ranked team. They have fallen out of the rankings, but still a good season for them at 15-9-2. And what do we have? We have a final of the Ram Regis Altoona McDonald team playing River Falls tonight. What do you have?
Yeah, the final 6-2 in favor of River Falls.
So they won at home.
Yep.
The girls of Fusion are playing the second game there tonight.
So we'll keep an eye on that score.
Yep. And then Wausau West is playing at New Richmond. Let's see if we can get you an update on that one as well, because that game is underway over at New Richmond, and the winner of that game will face the winner of this game in the sectional final either Friday or Saturday. Going to take another break. This is Cards Hockey. We're in the first intermission. Chi High with a 1-0 lead. Cards Hockey WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and on the YouTube Logo Sports Channel. And we'll be back.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi High hockey team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at HollyBovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial, and not an empty spot in the building here tonight. People are around the glass and up here to our left and right in the bleacher area.
Yeah, there's several deep around the glass, you know, anywhere they can get a spot to get a view of the ice.
Yeah, and imagine they're probably parked, up the hill or something.
The Sonnentech Center has a lot of parking, so yeah. I have a couple of parking lots over.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I got here about, 45 minutes early.
Yeah. Here we go, second period. Tards lead at 1-0. The LeMay goal. And the Aves looking to counter. Diggins will fire this one in. And we are underway here in the second period. Back in the Chi-Hi zone. It is Brett Krista. Had a stick knocked out of his hands. It's right along the yellow stripe in the Chi-Hi defensive zone. He's going to come back to the point. Here is Lossman. He can't fire one in to the slot. It's picked off by Chi-Hi. The Cards trying to chase it down in the Memorial zone. Getting there first is Schemberger, the defenseman. And here comes Eau Claire Memorial. One on two, and it's Mac Diggins. Diggins now looking cross ice for Schemberger. Turn, fanned on it, and Chi-Hi rips this one off the wall. And here we go, one on one. It is Foyles who moves in against Lossman. Foyles shot one off the defender's stick, and Chi-Hi with a wraparound try right there by Easton Skelton. That didn't work, and it floats back out to neutral ice. Hammered in on the near fence by the Cards and chased down by Matt Fournette. Netter is dropped on the check, pinned against the wall, and it's back out to neutral ice, and a lead pass here for Ottoman. Blake moves in, shoots, and that one came off the goaltender, hit the net behind Provold with 15:49 left to go in the second period. Well, whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, American Marine has the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Face off, right wing circle. Cards will rim this one around the boards. Big hit right in front of the Aves fan section. As Netter went down, he got drilled by Wonky. Pops right back up again, and Chi-Hi corrals the puck. And it is Krista who tried to exit the zone. Chi-Hi and a good back check right there. It's fired, and this is going to be an icing call on Chi-Hi as Matt Fournette, still feeling that check, slowly skates to the bench area.
Yeah, he'll be fine, but that was a big hit. It probably just takes the wind out of you a little bit. It's the right move to get that whistle, especially when he's a far side wing stuck over there.
15:22 left to go. Second period. Chi-Hi trailed in shots 6-9 after one period. Both teams just kind of trading blows right here. And this is Mac Diggins. Diggins turns, fires a shot. That one might have touched the glove of Brobold. And it's in behind the freshman goaltender right now. Chi-Hi tried to steer it out, and it was fanned on by Austin Fernand, who had the assist on the LeMay goal. And this one's still pinned in deep, and Diggins has got it right now. Cycles it down low for Seymour, and left out in front.
Huge
squeeze between the pads of Brobold, and he gets a encouraging little chat there from Zach Black.
Yeah, we had a mismatch of lines there and a half. I mean, our third line against the Memorial first line made me a little nervous, but Drew Brobold standing up tall.
That's where a goalie's got to come through. 14:54 left to go here in the second period. Face off to Brobold's stick side, and it goes from left to right, dug out of the corner by the Cards. They try to carry it up, but it's loose out of neutral. It's going to be hauled in there by the Aves. And here is Krushke. Spins off to his left. Throws a shot left wing corner. And it is going to be Hebert who tries to feather this one ahead. And Cards cannot get out of their own zone. 14:28 left to go. Now his Foyles takes a pass, accepts a pass, and moves into the zone. Foyles moved off to his right for a shot. And that was dropped by Krushke on the check. And Chi-Hi still has it. Here
right
is Carlson. Left out in front. And Foyles trying to go backhand. Couldn't connect. Couldn't finish. And the Aves have it right there. He had the goaltender away from that side. He had him beat.
This
is going to be an icing against Eau Claire Memorial. So the Cards, so many times here tonight, Connie, been that close.
So close. You know, right there, Easton got it from behind the goal line right to Evan Foyles. He beat the goaltender, but the defense did their job. Memorial lifted up his stick, and that's all you can do.
14:01 in the game clock here in the second. A one-zip lead for Chi-Hi, and Netter will lean over against Peyton Hulls at the dot. And here we go. In the corner is Fernandi. Can't catch up to it. It's going to be taken by Lossman. Looks up the ice, and now he connects with Sienko. They had it in the zone just momentarily, and it's punched right back out by Chi-Hi. Cards have to get on sides. Now they'll launch it back for Brett Carlson and reorganize. This one fired left wing corner, and the Aves have it right here. It's chucked off the boards on the far side. Dane Krista didn't realize that he had Peyton Hulls right behind him, on top of him. And now the Cards able to work it through neutral ice into the zone. And it slides back in the chi-high zone. And Brett Krista trying to get there first. Krista disrupted the flow of Flannery. On the left wing side is Lossman, and they couldn't get organized, and it's cleared all the way down.
Here goes Easton Skelton.
And Skelton trying to chase it down. Eisen's going to be waved off. The freshman trying to get to the rock first, and he was nudged off by Diggins, and it's dumped all the way down, and this should be an icing call. It is against Eau Claire Memorial. 12:51 left to go here in the second period.
Good effort by freshman Easton Skelton, though, to get the icing waved off. Putting up a battle right there. Nice turnover. The icing for Memorial back in their end now. All the little things are what, you know, the team has to do well.
12:51 left here in the second. Face off in the Aves defensive zone. Clean win for Chi-High. Foyles has got it. He sent it over to Hebert. He was covered by Pankratz, and so just tipped it along the boards, and here countering is Memorial. It is Diggins into the zone, trying to hit Pankratz with a seam pass, and Pankratz is ridden into the wall, and a whistle stops play right here as he's in a heap on the check by Abear. And let's see what gives here.
I don't know.
I don't think we had any penalties called here.
No, I don't know if the puck hit the netting and we didn't see it, or I have no idea.
So they're going to stop play. The faceoff in the Chi-High defensive zone. Left wing wheel, 12:33 left to go. Chi-High with an ever so slim 1-0 lead, but they do have the lead, and it's rimmed around the wall, and the Cards able to clear it out to center ice for Troutline. Backs up, and he'll throw this one into the zone. Chi-High's got it on a neutral. Nice pass right off the wall for Andrew Johnson. And Johnson moves in and fires a pass that deflected off the goaltender and up and out of play. 12:13 left to go here in the second period. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. It's the diminutive one, Sam Johnson, against the much taller Sienko here. And Eau Claire Memorial comes out of the fray, and Memorial's got it in the zone. Here is Hahnemann. Hahnemann rode the puck in for a while, then it had it swept off his stick. Memorial with a try out in front as Hahnemann skated through the slot, received a pass from behind the cage, and this one comes back to the point. And Troutline reached down and took a shot. That one drifted high on him, and we got
penalty
a delayed call right
Memorial
here on Memorial. And the Chi-High Cardinals will pull their goaltender, and a shot on net by Zach Black. And Chi-High will have their second power play of the night.
I noticed Chi-High, we've shot it several times into Evan Madsen's glove. I don't know if they're thinking that's an area they should shoot at, or they just happen to shoot there.
Abe's penalty kill at 81%. Chi-High unable to score in its first power play. Well, I think this would be do some serious damage to Memorial if they can score right here.
Absolutely.
Abe's have it, though. Diggins carries it up the ice. Diggins one-on-one with Hebert. Nice sweep check right there by number five for Chi-High. And he'll hand off to Brett Krista. Krista, blind pass back for Carlson, but he was covered.
Yeah, Memorial read that play.
Yep, Diggins is right there. Here's Hebert.
Get there.
Lays this one hard off the wall on the near side. Lossman gets there first for Memorial. Carlson slides over and he can't hold the zone.
Just missed it.
Pops over his stick and it's back into their own end of the ice. Here is Carlson. Pops up on his stick and he's just going to rotate back and reset here. Carlson skates up the ice, launches this one off the dasher on the far side. He's going to go into the right wing corner. And the Cards try to chase it down, but Memorial's there first. And this one is lobbed all the way down. 1:05 left to go here in the power play. 10:35 on the game clock here in the second. Chi-High with a 1-0 lead. And here's Hebert. He's going to jump right into it. Hebert dives in, trying to beat the defenseman on the near wing. That was Karnitz. And the Cards in the midst of a change. And here comes Pommel way out of his cage near the top of the circle on the right side to prevent the 1-on-0.
Now what a play
looks
by
like
Drew
an experienced goaltender right there.
That is a confidence tendy.
I'll say he came out and swept that one aside. Half a minute left to go on the power play. And this one slides back out between the blue lines. Chi High trying to do one more rush here. And Carlson's got it to go cross ice for LeMay, who's got the goal tonight. LeMay throws one off the goal.
Oh!
Here's one on the near side for Carlson, trying to find a small window. And that one glanced off the end boards as time's running out for Chi High. The power play down to 5 seconds to go in the man advantage. And Matt Carlson cannot settle it down, and it's going to come all the way back to the Chi High zone. And the Aves have killed another power play and an icing call right here on Chi High. But some pretty good looks at Madsen right here.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a few shots on net in that power play. We're leading 5-2. I didn't count that shot on net when Drew Broval came out. I don't think it was. But that was an excellent goaltender play for a freshman Tendy to come out and play
I'll
that.
I'll say courageous.
Against one of the best players in the state.
I would be so afraid to get way out there like that, but I give him a lot of credit.
Absolutely.
That's a confident goaltender. Back to the point. A one-timer for Kruschke. Hit traffic out in front and rolls into the right-wing corner. The Cards looking for a break right here, and they can't get it out. Dane Krista had it for a moment, and it was checked off his stick. And let's see who's going to come up with it right now. Chi High able to clear out the center. Aves have to touch up. They do. 9 minutes exactly left to go, second period. Chi High hanging on to a one-goal lead. Cards in the breakout. Out to neutral ice through the skates of Matt Fournette. And that errant pass is going to cause an icing right here against Chi High. Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, body work, tires, and beautiful detailing. And a free car wash with every oil change. Not bad this time of the year. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, 8:52 left to go. Second period. Chi High with a 1-0 lead in the sectional final. Connie, the score we had in from New Richmond was 1-1. Wausau West and New Richmond in the second period.
It looks like New Richmond was out shooting them by a lot, but still a score is what matters.
The winner of that meets the winner of this one. 8:35 left to go. And the Cards will have the puck in their own zone. A long pass is out of the reach of Dylan Based. And there's an icing call against Chi High. 8:25 on the game clock here in the second. Drop is going to be back in the Cardinals zone. Any idea what we have for shots in this period?
Yeah, Chi High has 5 shots on net. Memorial has 2.
2. Okay. Aves with a clean win off the draw. That one, a one-hopper wide of the net. And sails into the right wing corner. Memorial will send it back for their D. And Pankratz has got it right now. Gabe turns and tees one up. Shot it past Broboldt. Hit the right left wing corner. And Memorial now cycles it around. They go back to the point. One-timer knocked down by Kristen Front. A one-time shot from the corner. And it is scooped out of the air by Broboldt. He'll hang on to that with 7:59 left to go in the second period. And we can catch our breath again.
Yeah, Chi High, we got to settle down a little bit. You know, they're making those stretch passes, and we're just missing them a little bit. When we connect, we're a really dangerous team. So
absolutely.
Just got to make that connect.
Here is Krista taking the draw for the Cards against Seymour for the Aves. And Bestel will drop the puck right here, and a shot quickly by Diggins. That one ricocheted off the glass behind the Cards goaltender. And it's all the way back out to neutral. Diggins stops, throws it ahead. And that pass is disrupted by the Cards. And the whistle stops
hand
way
pass.
On a hand pass.
All the way down.
And this is going to go back in the Abe zone.
We've been winning some faceoffs here. So if we win this down here, that'd be a good opportunity for your Chi High.
7:41 in the game clock here in the second. Greg and Connie with you. Our radio producer is Gavin Bobey. Sam Hebert on TV, on YouTube TV tonight. And the face-off in the right wing circle and tip back to Lossman for Memorial. Hammered that one off the fence and a scramble for it still inside the zone. The Cards dig it. That's Carlson. And Chi High is going to come out of the fray and a shot on net and a rebound try right there by Carlson. Foyles had the initial shot. Carlson scooped up the loose change but couldn't put it past Madsen with 7:25 left to go here in the second.
Yeah, they're buzzing down there right now. So let's keep this momentum going, keep shots on net, get in, give another insurance goal here.
That line's going to stay out for Chi High. And Cienko will take the draw for Jeff Schemberger's Memorial Old Abes.
Right nice face-off win.
And it goes right back to Hebert. He just hammered this one off the wall. Trying to see if the Cards can dump a chase here. Cienko's got it for Memorial. Stops, and he is harassed as he had the puck. Lost it for a moment, then gives it up. And the Abes exit their own zone. Fired ahead for Blake Ottman. Ottman in, moves in, and a centering pass right there for Wonky. He tried to go backhand. That one sailed on him. And we got a penalty coming up here on Chi High.
I don't know who they're calling it on. Tripping. Might be Brett Krista.
Well, let's see who's going to go to the penalty box, and it is going to be number four. Brett Krista will sit for 2 minutes here.
He plays aggressive hockey down there. I'm sure someone just accidentally tripped over his stick. No intention.
So, players will change up here. And the Cards will send Matt Fournette out there along with LeMay. Austin Fournette is on the ice for Matt Luckowitz and Hebert on the kill. And the Aves, of course, going with Diggins and that group. And on the ice right here. Yeah, here we go. Top of the key is Diggins. He'll work the umbrella. Quarterback out there. Pankratz with a shot on the ice and a redirect try by Diggins down there. And a skate save by Broval.
Just an amazing save.
Wow, he just got the tip of his skate on that one to turn it into the corner. And it's cleared by Chi High. And here is Pankratz right here. Gabe across the line, weaves his way in, then stops, turns, top of the circle on the near side. Pankratz then drops it off for Diggins. Over to Seymour. Back to Pankratz. Tees one up, and it almost looked like somebody's stick broken too, but I don't think so. I don't see any lumber or composite on the ice.
Yeah.
So this one floats out of play. And Carlson's going to come on the ice for Fournette. Matt Fournette. So Carlson rested, will take the draw here. Same unit out there for Eau Claire Memorial, and Pankratz has got it right now. Side of the circle of the hash marks. Goes back to the point for Seymour. Cross ice for Diggins on the near side. Diggins going to skate into the right wing circle. Launches a shot. Nice stop right there for the Cards. A block made by Austin Fournette.
Sacrificing the body.
Yeah, he sure did. And we're down to 58 seconds left to go here in this power play for Eau Claire Memorial. The game clock 5:49, and here come the Abes. It is Diggins. Diggins moves in, now drops below Grovold. Diggins still with the puck, gives it up for Pankratz, and a shot on net.
Wow.
Oh, how did Grovold stop that? An Ottman shot. Oh, he stoned him. The freshman is playing out of his mind. 30 seconds left to go, and the Cards clear it down to the Abe zone. 5:23 left to go. That same unit still out there running out of gas, but one final rush. Here is Diggins, and he danced in down the slot, and the Cards cleared it off his stick, but Memorial still has it. Pankratz has got it. Down the high slot, Seymour with a shot. That one drifted wide. We're down to 9 seconds to go on the power play. Diggins skates now to the corner of the circle. Oh, and a quick shot right there in the slot from Schemberger. And the Chi High Cardinals back to full strength, but the Aves still have the rock in the Chi High zone. And this unit really tired out right now. Centering pass, and Broval makes the save, puts the glove on it, and gives his coach a chance to put some fresh players on the ice. And yeah, there was a stick out there.
Oh, there was.
Broken. I thought I saw something fly high into the air.
It was just camouflaged.
I don't know where it was. Maybe along the blue line or something. But anyway, Wow, what a kill right there.
Wow, huh? Drew Grovald. That was amazing. I don't know. I had a heart attack about three times there, but he's calm and poised.
4:44 left to go, second period. Chi-High leads it 1-0. They've got the puck in their own zone, and the breakout lifted high into the air. They hit the light fixture. Turn out the lights, at least that one.
Yeah.
4:37 left to go, second period. And it's coming all the way back in the Chi-High zone. What a kill that was for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Connie, we have seen this team grow up here.
We really have, you know.
Few games.
We talked about at the beginning of the year how many young faces, kids that have never seen a varsity game or even played varsity hockey, you know, their Bantams last year, coming up and, you know, joining the team.
4:27 left to go. Here is Carter Hayes for Memorial, skated right along the blue stripe. Tried to throw one in. Cards were right there. And Chi-High clears it to neutral ice. And Lossman's going to jump in. Lossman. Now the pass for Cienko. And Chi-High with a chance right here. Cards bring it in. And it was Ethan Foyles who catches up to the puck. But it's offside. And so the Cards have to get back on sides right here. Chi-High with a 1-0 lead, dumped into the zone. Chi-High zone, chased down right there by Krista, rimmed around the wall, up and out, into the Abe's, into the ice. Doing his best is Matt Fournette to try to lift the Memorial player's stick, and Fournette took a feed off the wall and skated right to the hole, launched a backhander, kind of a soft one wide, and it caroms out of the corner, and the Abe's have it. Here is Pankratz, who's logged a ton of ice time here tonight for Memorial. Still nothing to show for it. Diggins has got it right now. Diggins waits for Pankratz. He broke his stick, and Pankratz looking for a stick as he goes to the bench. Centering pass right there. The Aves were down a player. Chi-High able to ride the puck out of the ice. Pankratz has got some new composite out there right now, and he's on the ice again. And Chi-High with a nice back check right there by Dane Krista to stop the puck and work the backhand ahead. Here's Memorial. They work the breakout, and that one came off Brovold and took a funny high hop on the Cardinal goaltender. And Memorial now circling the wagons. Here is Wyatt Seymour. Turns and fires a shot. That was off a Chi-High stick and up out to neutral ice. Here is Pankratz. Hands off to Diggins. Diggins into the zone. Centering pass. He had Hulls heading down the slot, but they didn't connect. And Diggins has got it right now. Hulls in the corner. Goes cross ice. That hit that loose stick down there. Chi-High with a chance to clear the puck out to neutral ice. And here is Carlson. Rips a pass into the zone and an icing call right here on Chi-High with 2:07 left to go in the second period.
Ooh, you can feel the desperation starting to build in Memorial.
You can. Yeah, you can kind of see it the way they're skating here, like we're running out of time.
Yep. Same thing that Stevens Point faced, you know, not too long ago. Let's hope Chi-High can get a little bit the puck out of their zone and control it in the offensive zone.
Here we go. 2:06 left to go. Second period. Chi-High up 1-0 on the LeBay goal, and they've got the rock right now.
Get there.
It is Foyles. Took a pass from Carlson. Couldn't settle that one down. And Memorial's got it right now in the Chi-High zone. Skating into the zone is Lossman. He decided to jump in.
No ice. Come on, boys.
Icing's going to be waved off as Chi-High cleared with 1:42 left to go. And I think the end of the period can't come soon enough for Chi-High.
They're running empty
here, too. This one is thrown out to neutral ice, and Carlson tries to get there first, and he does. Chi-High goes D to D. Now on the near side, it's through the legs and skates of Carter Hayes, and this one's going to slide all the way deep in the Eau Claire Memorial zone. Chi-High trying to put some kind of forecheck on right now, and a shot from Hebert came off the blocker of Madsen and hit the net behind the sophomore goaltender with 1:14 left to go here in the second, and that'll stop play right here. A plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and that's why Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com. Sam Johnson's going to skate off. Matt Luckowitz changing up some players right here. 1:14 left to go in the second period. Face off in the Aves defensive end of the ice. Stick side of Evan Manson. And a nice win right back to LeMay, and his shot kicked off a Memorial player and hit the half wall in the zone. LeMay skating back, and here we go. Memorial with a two-on-two going. They got it into the zone, and nice forecheck, right, back check right there by Chai Hai. LeMay trying to fight it. It goes over to Schemberger. Schemberger drops this one left wing corner. They were trying to hit Wyatt Sienko coming down the slide, and a loose ball. Wow. Oh, Bravo made a magnificent save on the rebound shot. He spit up a big rebound, and now we've got the goaltender coming off here and a delayed call on Chai Hai. Memorial's Evan Manson skating to the bench, and the Aves are going to go back on the power play.
Drew Bovald again. I think Dane Chris has got the penalty, but, I think interference would probably be the call. Nope, cross-check.
Cross-check.
Yeah, you know, Chai Hai's doing a good job of clearing out bodies in front of the net, and, once in a while you're going to get called.
Yep. Dane Christen will sit. This one's going to carry over if the Aves
get
don't
rid of
score.
This 32 seconds here and get to the locker room.
Yeah, absolutely. Carlson trying to win a defensive zone faceoff, but it's a clean win for Memorial. And back to the point for Wyatt Seymour. Gives it up for Pankratz. Looks it over and scores! Pankratz found the eye of the needle right there. And just a little corner given up by Provold, and he scores.
That's what a goal scorer will do. They're going to find that little spot, and they're going to want to bury that in, you know. And assistant coach Mike Collins for the Memorial Old Aves always said, you don't want to get scored on with that last minute in a period. But Chai Hai, they have a lot of good momentum going here, you know, beating point and just playing hard. Hope it doesn't get to them.
Pankratz scores. Seymour, the assist, a power play goal for the Aves. And now Chai Hai will have to regroup in the locker room. It's all tied.
0-0 game.
Yep, 0-0 game here. 13.3, but we have an offensive zone faceoff right here. If we can do something with it for Chai Hai. 13.3 seconds left to go on the game clock here in the second. Clean win for Chai Hai. And it is Spoils with a backhand try. Into the right wing corner. 6 seconds left to go. Pankratz will clear it out to center with 2 seconds left to go. Diggins winds and shoots one. Final shot from center ice. And it's ripped out of the air by Brobold. And Chai Hai goes to the locker room now tied with Memorial. One apiece, but I tell you what, you can take nothing away from our freshman goaltender. He played great.
I mean,
he gave up a goal, kind of a C&I tally there by Pankratz.
Well, that's what a goal scorer is, you know, supposed to do for Memorial. He's supposed to put that puck in the
exactly.
net. And, right that period, I had 14 shots against Drew. I think there's probably a couple more I probably missed. So,
and we had seven, half that.
We had half that, exactly. Ooh. So, yeah, that's a great save percentage right there for 25 shots and one goal against a team like Eau Claire Memorial with a player like Gabe out there.
So 17 on the clock coming up. A third period. Big third period ahead here. 1-1 our score after two. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and our WOGO sports channel on YouTube, and we'll be back.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Well, 1-1 score here after two. The Aves have tied it up in the second on Pancratz goal. It's 16-37, a power play goal in the waning seconds of the second period. And Connie and I were just talking about how exhausted Chihai looked on the ice. And, boy, if we could have just gotten through the last few seconds of that power play, gotten into the locker room, things might be different. But the Aves, they've got a powerful team. Their first line is like 130 points this season.
I mean, it's
unreal. And they were out there on the power play.
Yeah, they were. I mean, they look like, you know, 25-year-old adults out there.
They sure do.
Yeah, you know, and they're strong, they're big. And as we saw, they can really shoot that puck and really pick their corners. Because Drew has been playing amazing hockey.
He sure has.
Yeah, and he's kept them in this game. It easily, you know, I think in that last period alone, it could be a 4-1 game for Memorial. So the fact that we came out 1-1, tied up, making it anyone's game, that's a win for Chihai right
yep.
now. They need to get refreshed, re-energized, find it in them to dig deep. You know, find that energy. This is do or die moments right now.
Absolutely. You lose and you're through.
Yeah, exactly. just keep going hard.
Yep.
And we're seeing them go hard, but you can tell they're tired.
Absolutely. So this is a good rest for them, and they've got to still believe. I mean, it's like a 0-0 tie here. So
yep.
They're right in the game. If they can get the next one, then again, the pressure goes back to Memorial
that
on their
does.
Home ice.
Yep.
We had an update on the New Richmond game. It was in the second period, right?
Yeah, second period. It looks like New Richmond is winning 3-2 against
Over Wausau,
yeah. So we'll see how that one shakes out. Another
winner of that game faces the winner of this game.
Yep.
We don't know where yet. That's still in flux. The original sectional final was going to be in Superior. I think that's out
the
window,
now. Yeah.
We love Superior. It's beautiful country, but nobody wants to travel all the way up there, especially if you're Wausau,
right?
That area, going all the way up there. So it's going to be someplace different, but it depends on who wins this game.
Absolutely, yeah. And, both games are neck and neck. Anyone's game, third period, what it all boils down to. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, crunch time here in hockey. All right, 1-1 our score after two. This is Cards Hockey on Logo and our YouTube Logo channel, and we'll be back.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Metropolis Resort, the perfect spring break destination. Endless adventures and fun at Chaos Water Park, relaxing in the lazy river to getting splashed by the dump bucket or racing around the go-karts and your favorite arcade games in Action City. There's something for everyone. Unwind at our delicious on-site dining, City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co. featuring Caribou Coffee. Book your spring break adventure at metropolisresort.com or call one of our fun experts, 715-760-9240.
Metropolis Resort.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Well, the teams are on the ice, you can hear, and the crowd getting into it for both teams. A huge Chi-High contingent here tonight, and when the Cards hit the ice, they all rose up, and you could hear it all throughout this part of Eau Claire. Fun atmosphere here tonight. Chi-High and the Aves tied at one apiece. Cards got theirs in the first early on from LeMay. Pankratz scored late in the second on a power play, and we're knotted up at one apiece. We just had an update from New Richmond. Now, I think they're bringing an ambulance out of the ice for a New Richmond player that is still on the ice. He was injured, apparently hit the boards hard or run into the boards. And
yeah, I mean, there's still time on the clock for second period, but all the players from both teams exited to their locker room. So
we wish him the best.
Absolutely.
Wow. Here we go. Packed action in the third. Swept into the zone by Eau Claire. And the Cards and Aves fighting for a chance to move on against either New Richmond or Wausau West. The Tigers had a one-goal lead in the second before the injury. And this one is out of play. Hit the glass and glanced out of the rink here. And so we're going to come back in the Chi-High zone for the faceoff.
Yeah, I think Brett Krista argued that it didn't touch the netting, but the referee gets the final to say it did. So here we are in our zone.
Glove side of Broble, who has played magnificently tonight. He was a part-time goaltender until the latter part of the season, but he has taken the job by the reins and won't give it up. Aves have it. They work it back to Lossman at the point. One-timer and stopped on the pads and quickly eaten up there by Broble.
And Broble didn't even start playing hockey until sixth grade.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Just an amazing story.
A late bloomer. 16:29 left to go here in the third. Tied at one apiece. Face off. Left wing circle as we look at it. Carlson against Cienko. And this one
Funny
is going to be punched back out again. But that one might have hit
the Chi-High
bench.
It's so loud. I don't know how they hear the whistle down there.
I know. Oh, atmosphere is unbelievable here
it
tonight.
It is electric. If that doesn't energize the Cards,
I know.
I don't know.
Come
what
on.
Will.
It's a big game with a big crowd. Same spot for the drop here. 16:25 left to go, and the Cards come out of it. It was Fournette, but he was his stick was lifted up by Ottoman. He turned and gunned one in, and Broberg with the save right there. 16:18 left here in the third. Broberg skates out a little bit out of his crease, takes a little break, and got some players coming off. Schemberger and Lossman for Memorial. They'll take a break here. Face off in the Chi-High zone, and Dane Krista lifts this one up and out. A little too strong that time, and an icing call, so we'll drop it in the same spot right here.
Yeah, Chi-High tries to do that like a breakout using the glass, and if you don't get it right, it's just icing after icing.
Yeah.
Frustrating.
Set-piece play, but that one didn't work. 16:11 left to go here in the third. To the glove side of Broberg. And it's Jackson LeMay to take the draw. Hands it off to his teammate, Brett Krista. And here's Chi-High in the break. LeMay takes a feed from Hebert into the high slot. And dropped on the check by Carter Hayes. And he had another teammate with him. And here comes Ahneman. Blake Ahneman drifts into the left wing corner, ridden off the puck right there by Chai High, jammed on the wall on the near side, and it's out to neutral ice and hauled in right there by Kruski. Kruski comes in, is stoned, poked off his stick, and here comes LeMay, turns and fires a shot. It wasn't going to hit the net, but flagged out of the air by Madsen, and he'll take the draw in his own zone with 15:34 left to go in the third period. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. They sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. It's WisconsinSurplus.com. This one, the heart around the boards is in the Abe zone. Chai High trying to keep it pinned in deep. Austin Fournette stepped up and dropped it in the corner. Now the Abe's out to neutral ice. And here is Diggins, reaches back for it. Behind him is Pankratz, who got tripped up a little bit, but Seymour comes in and lays one out in front of Brobold, and Chai High finally comes up with the loose puck, and they turn it out of the zone. Oh, a soft pass that was picked off by Pankratz right there, or rather Diggins right there for a Memorial, and dumped into the zone. At the top of the wheel is Lossman, turns a backhander deep in the Chai High zone. Cards are going to clear it out as it caroms down the ice, and icing's going to be waved off here, and Chai High with a chance to change up players. Andy Johnson out there along with Sam Johnson on this line, and Chai High works it up the ice. Here is Zach Black to Sam Johnson, turns, rips a shot off the wall on the near side. Was Andy Johnson. That one came off Madsen as he sticked it in the corner, and coming the other way, countering, is Diggins into the Chai High zone. Cards with the INT here, and Andy Johnson comes up, lifts it into the zone. He's going to spin off after he drops it in the Eau Claire Memorial zone. Abe's have it. He'll work it back behind Madsen and reset their offense. A long ice pass and an icing call here against Eau Claire Memorial. 13:52 left to go in the third period. A State Farm agent, Michelle Mua, contact her, Chippewa Falls, 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team will treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote right now, michellemua.com. It's Michelle Mua, M-O-U-A.com. There's the faceoff in the Abe zone, 13:44 left to go. Into the corner, Chai High gets it back to the point. Hebert with a hard wrist shot, trying to surprise Madsen a bit with a quick wrist shot. And this one ricochets back out to neutral ice as Ottoman tries to ride it in. And he was bumped off the puck by Chai High. And an icing call right here against the Cards with 13:22 left to go in the third period.
Yeah, you know, it's coming down to the wire. It feels like even though 13 minutes left, I mean, it's anyone's game. Shots on net are almost equal this period. I think Chai High at 2, Memorial 1.
Well, a 4-4 tie in the first game at Chippewa between the two teams. A 4-0 win for Memorial here. And you just felt like it was going to tighten up here tonight. It'd be a lot closer than that last game, and it has been. Chai High looks like they deserve to be here, and that's another icing call against the Cards. They try that breakout pass, and they're just not connecting on those passes.
Yeah, the glass isn't bouncing the way they want it, but, you know.
A little different rake you played here.
Yeah.
Ice a little softer. The,
sure
the boards
is.
Are a little different than Chai High.
Yep. You know, and I think I've seen a lot better breakout when they stretch the ice out in the middle and kind of make a more direct pass than that off-the-glass stuff.
Here is Burmeister, the hard around.
Can't say I've seen it actually work.
Yep, and now Austin Fournette will back it up, work it off the end wall, and Chai High breaks out to neutral ice for Easton Skelton, but he was stood up right out there at center ice, and the Abe's bring it in. Walking to the hole was Diggins, and the Cards got to him before he could launch one past Brobold, and Chai High able to play it back out to center ice, and here is Ethan Foyles carried it into the zone. Foyles has got it, now goes back to the point. Austin Fournette, cross ice for Hebert, turns, fires a shot, knocked down in front by the Abe's. and banked off the wall.
I see.
And another icing here on wave it off.
They are just waving it off happy tonight.
And here is Hebert, who's going to ride it out of the zone and carry it all the way to center ice. Hebert on the back check. Took down the Abe's Wyatt Seymour. And it's loose inside the zone. Sticks flying all over the place. And this one's going to float back in the Eau Claire Memorial Zone for Kruski. And Sam Johnson with the pickoff. He tried to skate it in, but had it swept off his stick. And here comes Memorial. Pinched against the wall there, but they still keep coming. Here is Flannery. Flannery has it. Now backhands it to the point for Kruski. A shot from the right point and flagged down here by Flannery. Flannery leaves it out in front, and the puck still loose in front of Bromwald. A crowd is right there. And finally the whistle sound as the puck is in the crease, and I think it was out of sight for the officials. They just decided to quiet things down here and blow the whistle.
Yeah, I noticed Brett Crystal laid on the puck for about 0.5 seconds and then quickly got up, learning his lesson against Eau Claire North. You don't need a penalty shot now.
That's for sure. Yeah, North had a chance to come out of that game with a penalty shot. And Brobold and the post stopped that one. Chi-High went on to play Stevens Point. Beat Point, and now they're in a tussle with Memorial here in this sectional semi. 1-1 with 11:32 left to go in this third period. Only goal for Chi-High, LeMay's goal early on at 4:11 in the first. Pankratz with the goal for the Aves late in the second on a power play. That's been the scoring here tonight. 11:32 left to go, third period. Face off to the right of Brobold and chased down by Brett Krista. But underneath his shoulder was Wyatt Seymour, and the Aves have the loose change right here. On the near side is Kruski. He's fired a shot that was cut off.
Three on two.
Here comes Sam Hebert. Hebert moves in, and a long distance shot on the wrist, a really hard shot. And that went off the stick of Madsen. And Memorial on the break, they counter with Diggins. Diggins races across the blue line into Chi-High territory. Goes back to Pankratz. Shoots! He was trying to roof one, and it went over the crossbar and hit the window right behind Brobold. Pankratz has got it again. Tried to center up a pass right along the goal line. And Diggins chopping at it along his goal line right now, and it's out to center ice and knocked down by Fournette. He was afraid he had a high stick, so he didn't chase it down, and it's loose for Austin Fournette. Here is number three. Comes up, fires one into the right-wing corner in the Abe zone. 10:25 left to go here in the third. It's Carlson on the half wall. Centering pass, and the Cards have it. Here is Chi-High's Easton Skelton turned and ripped a shot. Back to the point. And that went off Burmeister's stick. Was knocked down in front of the mats of the goaltender. And an icing call, and the Cards with a little flurry right there.
Yeah, a little bit of activity there for the Cards. Looking good. Let's hope the... Yeah, just keep this up. Man, this is intense.
We're going to get through this together.
Yes, we will.
10-10 left to go, third period. Greg and Connie up here with you. Sam Hebert, our YouTube producer. Gavin Bovey, our radio producer. It is great hockey right here. Sectional final. Back to Austin Fournette, sliding right along the center ice checkered line. Fired one in, but not very deep. And it is Ottman who counters with a shot and scooped up
what
on
a
the
shot.
Ice
what
by
a Brobold. That's an amazing save.
Brobold let one power play goal in, otherwise he's built a wall in front of his net. And it's tied at one apiece, 9:56 left to go, third period. Face off in the Card zone. Chi-High is going to carry it out. Here is Foyles. Ethan racing down the ice. Ethan getting past one man. And finally bodied off, took a shoulder from Ottman and lost the rock. And the Aves have it out at neutral ice. Now they skate up to our blue line. It is Cienko, drops one in. But Brett Krista is there first. Krista threw it to the blue line. Nice glove save there by Wonky. to hold the zone for a moment for Memorial, and now it pops back out. And the center logo, on the center logo,
Ooh, Ethan Foyles.
Schemberger, and Ethan Foyles.
Where's
on
the
forecheck.
He
was all there by out there by himself as the Cards were in the midst of a change. Hebert glides in. Sam Hebert, Foyles near the end of his shift, didn't have anything left. And so he's going to skate off here to the bench. But a good effort right there by Foyles to keep the Aves in deep in their own zone. Body slide all over the place. Here is LeMay. And on the half wall is the Card's Brett Krista. And Chai High dumps this one, angles it off the wall. A little too deep that time. And an icing call here with 8:43 left to go third period. So we'll bring it back to the west end of the barn here for the face-off. Well, when you're looking for a financial partner as your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. They're there to help you reach your financial goals, and they give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. LeMay and Hulls ready to take the draw right here. And the Aves get it back for Carter Hayes. Hayes glides along the blue line. Now in the high slot, Hayes pulls the trigger on a shot. That one deflected. Hit the window behind Brovold. And it's in the left wing corner. Chai High struggling to get control of the puck, but the Aves have it right now. They go back to the point, the far point. One-timer shot disrupted on the ricochet right there into the left wing corner. And here is Burmeister. Eli, oh, dangerous pass right in front of the crease. And this one's going to pop back out to center ice for Hulls for a Memorial. Hulls backtracks in his own zone. Now looks up, feeds Carter Hayes. Hayes with a one-timer on net. And Grobold's just going to hang on to this one and let his troops rest for a moment. 7:58 left to go here in the third. We're tied at one. The winner goes to the sectional final against either New Richmond or Wausau West. And the winner of that on to state in Madison. This one out of play on the exit pass right there by Hebert. So back in the Chai High zone here. 7:54 on the game clock.
Need to get it out of our zone, get a nice clean face-off win. Get a nice breakout, you know, a set play breakout would be great. Stretch pass. Just get it out of our zone.
Here we go again. This time it's Pankratz against Carlson. And a clean win back for Wassman. Wassman's shot is deflected. A scramble for it. Here is Seymour for Memorial. Had it stripped off his stick, and Wassman's got it right now. Skates back, finds an opening, fires one in. And Chai High is going to get an icing call right here. Cards now struggling to really get a nice breakout and move it up the ice and, get organized in the zone.
Yeah, you know, Gabe is great at these face-offs. He's winning them left and right. But, hey, they just changed their lines out here for Memorial. New opportunity now for Chai High to win the face-off, get the puck out.
Aves with their second line out
we'll
there right now.
Take that face-off win now.
You bet. Here is Brett Krista. Banked off the wall. Hard Lying. Pass, but hauled in right there by Eddie Johnson. Over on the left wing side for Foyles. He was harassed as he came in. And Memorial bends this one around the boards. Eddie Johnson turns, loads up a shot. This one comes on the half wall for Brett Krista. Still inside the zone. Oh, it's kicked around right in front of Madsen. And it was loose for a second. But going to be taken by Ottoman. As he skates into the zone, goes cross ice for Wonky. Nice little move right there. And he tried to shoot a backhander toward the net. It was cut off by Krista. And on the far side is Dane. Dane Krista. He was pushed up against the wall. And here comes Memorial again. It is Schemberger, the coach's son, who dances in down the slot. And his shot turned wide of the cage by the Cards with 6:35 left to go here in the game, at least in regulation. Here is Schemberger again. He made a move.
Great
inside
move on
the
blue line. Yeah.
And pulled the trigger on a shot, but it drifted high on him and hit the net behind Brobold with 6.5 left to go in the third period.
All right, Chai High, let's win this faceoff. You got
in the zone, glove side of Broebold. And it looked like, almost like the players are kind of leaning on each other there off the faceoff. This is a tired group of players out there. Memorial trying to forecheck right here. Player tripped up. That was Cienko, who lost his footing. No penalty was called. And it's tipped by Cienko. Seymour, Wyatt Seymour was coming in. And he was the one that got the pass and tried to redirect in front of Broebold. And another huge save by the freshman goaltender for the Cards to keep it a 1-1 tie. Wow.
Yes.
He has put on a clinic here tonight.
Yeah, he has. Goaltending clinic for sure.
6:11 left to go in the third period.
Yeah, Wyatt Seymour, that's who it is. He wins these faceoffs a lot and then gets it to Gabe.
That was Schemberger, handed off to Pankratz, and it came off the stick of Krista and hit the twine behind Broebold. 6:03 left to go, third period. Very few are sitting anymore in this building.
I don't think,
Just a small group over here.
Small children, that's what it.
Small children and older adults. Otherwise, all the fans and the students are up. And here comes Chi High. Easton Skelton skates into the zone. Now drifts off to the wall and lost an edge. And Diggins able to throw it out. He's trying to hit Pankratz, backhander. And Chi High's Sam Hebert launches this one in. And the Cards try to chase it down. 5:40 left to go, third period. Up on the half wall in the Abe zone. And it's going to be Kruski who gets there first. Glances this one off the wall for Diggins. Diggins with Pankratz on his wing. Drops it back for number 10. Backhand try! And it's
no goal.
The whistle. It was put in by Diggins, but the whistle had already sounded. Squeezed between the pads by Broebold. And the Abes are complaining, but it was clearly held on to by the goaltender.
Yep.
And the whistle was properly blown.
Yep, it was just after that little extra touch that it came loose, but the whistle was already blown.
5:21 left to go, third period. They'll keep playing till we have a winner here tonight to face either Richmond or Wausau West. Abe's have it here is Schemberger, who steps up from his D position and fires a shot. It went wide, and the Cards have it right now. Chi High backpedaling a little bit right now, late in this game. They need to get something cooking offensively. Dane Krista takes a long pass, and then goes into the zone, has to pop up after he fell. And it is Austin Fournette off the back of the cage. Cards a little bit back of their heels right now with 4:52 left to go, third period. On the half wall is Hulse. Hulse moves in, fires a shot, sticked into the corner by Broebold, and the Abes have it back for Tucker Lossman. Top of the circle, near side, and a shot taken by Flattery. Hit some traffic out in front, and Chi High able to steer it back out to neutralize. LeMay kind of spun around, lost the rock with 4:25 left to go here in the third period, and the Cards have had very few chances late in this third period. Let's see if LeMay can do it. He's already got a goal here. Takes a feed. Jackson turns. Throws one right wing corner, hoping a Cardinal will be there. It's still in the zone with 4:09 left to go. The hard around and into the corner is Colin Bill, and this one is thrown back out through neutral ice. Backpedaling to get it is Krista. Here is LeMay, harassed as he came to the blue line. LeMay lifts his stick and picks up the puck again. LeMay centering pass to Randy Johnson. He had a shot. And it got to Manson, the goaltender, in the save. Here is Memorial countering. It is Cienko with a shot. And it hit the glass and popped out of play with 3:42 left to go in the third period.
Wow. Some good opportunities there. Jackson LeMay just, you know, working so hard to get the puck in the zone. Centers the pass. One-timer. I think the defenseman actually blocked that one and not Manson.
3:42 left, third period, tied at one. Who is going to be the hero tonight? Kruski turns, rips a wrist shot, deflects into the left wing corner for Wyatt Seymour. Back to Kruski at the point. Now to Diggins. Diggins races for it, turns it on his forehead. side of the wheel on the near side. Diggins rolling with the puck and trying to pass it down for Pancrats. And Chi High with the INT right here. And Foyles has got it for the Cards. Foyles moves in. And a hard wrist shot. Oh, man, he loaded one up.
Good shot.
Into the glove of Madsen with 3:10 left to go. And Chi High will have an offensive zone faceoff here.
That's a rarity now, this third period. 3 minutes left to go.
3:10 of the game clock. Tied at one apiece. And Matt Burnett trying to win it for Chi High. He does! And a one-timer on net there by LeMay. And Madsen again fought that one off to neutral ice. Rolling back is Hebert. Tosses this one the distance into the Abe zone, and Diggins will turn it deep in the Chi High into the ice. Here is Hebert. Turns, works it on the far wall, off the dasher.
We got a
2-on-1 developing. Chi High, here is.
Oh, shot blocked.
Yeah, Foyles with the shot. It was blocked. Big block right there by the Aves. And here is Brett Krista. Rolls back to open up some ice, and the Aves with the INT right here. Oh, they handed it right back to us, and LeMay's got it. Turns it up for Fournette. Matt across the line. He tries a wrist shot. That one high and missed the net, and Memorial's got it, and Pancrats is going to settle it down in his own zone with 2:12 left to go in the third period. Throws it ahead for Hulls. Hulls moves in. Diggins has got it. Took a feed into the corner, and then he's pushed into the wall. Hull's trying to get into the mix as well, along with Austin Fournette. Here is Dane Krista, and Brett Krista's got it right now for Chi High. Krista had it come off Diggins' stick. It's going to be picked up by Flattery. Flattery trying to settle one down in front, and a nice block right there by the Cards' Dane Krista as he slid down and stopped the puck from being centered out in front of Broboldt. Tossed right back in the Chi High zone. Oh, they gave it up, and here's Memorial, and a shot right there by Hulls, and it went high over the net. The Aves attacking now, and a pass back for Hayes, and it comes all the way back in the Aves zone with 1:20 left to go on the game clock here in the third. Tracked down by Lossman. Bangs this one off the far boards.
Nice.
Icing's going to be waved off. Either a Chi High player touched it or could have touched it. And it is Andy Johnson who starts the breakout for Chi High. A pass behind Brett Carlson. Carlson's into the zone, into the right wing corner with 56 seconds left to go. This one comes back for Hebert, but he can't keep the zone here. 52 seconds. We're going under a minute to play here in the third, and we're tied at one apiece. Here is Brett Krista. Krista bodied off the puck. Aves have it right here, and a chance for Peyton Hulls as he came in. But that one deflected out of play with 40 seconds to go in the third period, and the Cards will have the faceoff in their own zone. And these players look just exhausted down there.
There is no tired one, though. You got, you know, this type of game, 40 seconds left to go. I think they'd rather just pass out than give up.
Don't give up a late period goal here. Aves have the offensive zone faceoff.
Go LeMay.
And it's in the right circle, and Memorial's got it. Here is Pancrats. Cycled it back, and they had Seymour Hill the hole. Oh, Pancrats! Oh, no! Mac Diggins with the goal. On the third try against Broboldt, oh, he made two great saves. And Diggins was there, and the Cards defense didn't help him out to clear the player out. And Diggins is going to get the goal here in the third. ...16:29 of the third. Wow. Oh, painful for the Cards, and a timeout called right now for Matt Luckowitz, and you can see the shoulders slumped and the head slumped by Broboldt. He has played great tonight.
He has nothing to shake his head about it. You know, just an amazing game he's played. But that's a you know, mentality of a champion. Is they're gonna, you know, try, they're gonna use this all summer to get better and be better next year.
Absolutely. Well, we still have 30.7 seconds.
I guess anything could happen.
We've got a center ice face-off here, and they're going to try to get Broboldt out of the net as soon as they can. They've got an attack right now, and you can see Brett Krista putting his arms around Broboldt, and Foyles comes over to encourage their freshman goaltender as well.
I think he's mad that he misplayed that a little bit, gave a little bit of a rebound.
A little bit of a rebound, yep.
Yeah, I mean.
But that was like the third shot on flurry.
Yeah, I mean, Memorial just kept coming, you know, and the Cars didn't clear it.
Even strength goal, 2-1 Aves. And they're 30.7 seconds away from advancing against either to Richmond or Wausau West. And Chi High running out of time here. Face off at center ice, and we'll look for Broboldt to come off as soon as they can, but the Cards have to win this draw right now. It is Carlson against Wyatt Seymour, and Pankratz trying to push it, muscle it into the zone. 25 seconds to go, and the Cards have the puck, and here comes Broboldt. It is Sam Hebert, drops this one off the wall. Madsen down there, the Cards attacking, trying to collapse in on the Memorial goaltender. Here he is, LeMay. LeMay with the back check to keep the puck in with 7 seconds left to go. A scramble on the wall. Cards try to push it ahead. And the puck is caught underneath the Memorial player. That was Diggins, who was on top of it as he fell on the puck. With 2.9 seconds to go in the third period, it looks as if there's going to be one final faceoff here.
I'm not sure if the Cards are going to...
I think they're complaining, like, we should get a penalty shot here.
Yeah,
maybe,
you know...
It wasn't in the crease.
Or it's just be a delay of game there.
Delay of game. Not a penalty shot, but a delay of game.
It's frustrating.
So the face-off is... going to be to the stick side of Evan Madsen, and he's 2.9 seconds away from playing goaltender in the sectional final. It'll be Carlson against Seymour, and a timeout here for Memorial. So Jeff Schemberger is going to talk it over with his troops here with 2.9 seconds left to go. We'll take a break with him back in a minute. This is Cards Hockey on Mogo and YouTube TV.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Ready to launch your career? Whether you're finishing high school or considering a career change, Chippewa Valley Technical College has the tools you need to succeed. Come join us at the CVTC Spring Open House on Tuesday, April 15th in Eau Claire and River Falls. Explore our fast, flexible programs and start working toward a higher paying career. Take a tour, engage in hands-on activities, and apply for free. Register now for a chance to win amazing prizes. CVTC.edu/spring.
Down to 2.9 seconds left to go in Chi High's season. They've got a score. It is Carlson against Seymour, left wing circle for the face-off, and they got to push it to the hole. Here is Carlson trying to do just that. Seymour able to disrupt the breakout. And there you go. Memorial wins this one 2-1. What an end of the season for Chi High. And their freshman goaltender, Drew Broboldt. And they battled like warriors here tonight. But unfortunately, couldn't find the net enough and lost this one 2-1. I mean, it was going down to the last 30 seconds or so of the third period. The A's scored, and Chi-Hi ran out of time. So the handshakes at center ice with the teams and the coaches. And I tell you what, Chi-Hi has nothing to be ashamed of tonight.
Absolutely
not. Going to go home and regret the loss, but he played terrific tonight and down the stretch. And so the Cards beat North and dispatch the top team in the state, the undefeated Stevens Point Panthers, but unable to get past the old foe, the old opponent. Eau Claire Memorial loses this one 2-1 to the Aves here tonight. Tough loss here and tough way to end the season, but this is what happens.
Yes, what happens. And it's, you know, it's hard to watch some of these seniors for the Cards that have done some amazing things for our program. Last year's, you know, state tournament run. This year, making a run in the playoffs. You got to tip your hat to them. 4 years, 3 years of hard work for the Cards and the Cardinal program. Definitely owe a lot to them for, you know, giving the Cardinals a name and the map in the state of Wisconsin. We definitely didn't have that for a long time.
All right, we're going to try to catch up with Matt Luckowitz. I want him to talk about these seniors who are leaving the program and all that they gave to Chi-Hi Hockey on our post-game show, our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We're at Hobbs tonight. Chi-Hi absorbs a 2-1 loss to the A's in the sectional final. This is Cards Hockey on MoGo and YouTube TV. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-Hi alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi-Hi Hockey team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Well, it's tough when a team has to lose, but they don't play these to tie.
Yeah,
and,
they don't.
Chi High.
Unfortunately.
It's over so quickly for these players, especially the seniors.
Absolutely.
And a very emotional time for them after losing to Memorial 2-1, and their season is over. Chi High finishes at 10-16-1. The Aves advance at 16-9-2 against either the Richmond or Wausau West.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't checked on that team, you know, that injury that ended the period. Hopefully all is well, because ultimately when it's all said and done, what matters is their health, for sure. So really hoping good vibes that way. But yeah, definitely a heartbreaker of a loss for our seniors. Like I said before, got to give them a lot of credit. You know, starting with the class of 2020, they really turned Chi High hockey around, you know, with Isaac Lindstrom and Isaac Burnett in 2021. That really helped bring Chi High on the map. I mean, we were nothing for so many years. I don't want to speak too negatively, but we really weren't, you know, an impact team in the state. And the reason we're able to get it to the hard schedule is because of those kids that came before us. And now these seniors leaving and graduating now, you know, and they're having their last game.
They were part of last year's team.
They were part of that, yeah.
That really should have won the state title. They
absolutely
were the best team,
they
I think, of Chi High history.
They have put in the time to help put Chi High on the map, and our hats off to them, and thank you for what they've done for the program.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we'll get some thoughts from Matt Lukowicz. Hopefully we can corral him after the game here. It took a long time on the ice. It just is hard to let it go.
It's hard to get off the ice, yeah.
You know, in a
soaking
battle
your
for
last
three periods.
Moments. Yeah, a huge battle, three periods. You know, some great hockey, both sides of the ice. You could tell by middle of the second period, things are really going Memorial's way.
Yep.
But Chi High wasn't out of it by any means. They kept battling. They kept working hard.
Who knows if they could have just gotten to overtime. Who knows what would have happened.
What happened.
I mean, they were 30-plus seconds away before Memorial scored.
They
and
were.
And the air went out of the sails right there.
I mean,
there.
At that point, it is so hard to come back when, you know, it's, yeah. That, I mean, that, the wind, like you said, the wind is out of your sails. No matter how hard you try or what play you run, to execute it with that type of pressure is very difficult, especially knowing that this could be your last game.
Our post-glass mirror post-game show for commercial and residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call post-glass and mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. All right, our crew here at the Hobbs Ice Center, and we'll take another break. And WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, see if we can catch up with Matt Lukowicz coming up. What do we have for final shots here?
It's about 20-40. Yeah, you know, I know I missed some, but my unofficial official was that Memorial had 38 shots against Drew Brovald. And then I think we had 18 shots, you know, or so. against Memorial. So definitely that tells a
story.
They
doubles up in the second period.
Yeah, it tells a story.
It looks, what was it, 13 to 5
in the third period.
Yeah.
You know,
you could see they were gaining momentum, and they were.
And they have a deeper bench.
Yep.
You know, they have some powerhouse forwards. That's number 10.
Pankratz,
yeah. I mean,
he's a gamer, yeah.
He's a gamer. He scored both goals, and that's what's going to happen.
Pankratz and Diggins were all over the ice.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. We'll be back.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the Midsize SUV and the Mid-Century Modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Metropolis Resort is the perfect getaway for winter play. Action City is your home for target practice, bouncing your cares away, practicing your ninja warrior moves, and channeling your favorite race car driver and all your favorite arcade games. The fun continues at Chaos Water Park. Seek thrills, be lazy, or be active. And the aquatic playground, perfect for the little ones. And on-site dining like City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co. featuring Caribou Coffee. Family fun is what it's all about. Metropolis Resort.
Back here at Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire, Chi High loses in regulation 2-1. A late goal by Matt Diggins of the Abes, and Memorial advances to the sectional final against either New Richmond or Wausau West. We were watching the New Richmond game, and the Tigers had a player injured on the ice, and they had to, I think, call out paramedics for him. He was on the ice for quite a while. And they took the players off the ice in the second period with time on the clock. So we're concerned about that and wish him the best. But we will not have a final on that one because that was going to be running late because of that injury. So our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bonanza Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly has been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. The Cards got the scoring going in the first period. Jackson LeMay, who's been on fire, his 10th goal in the last six games at 4:11 of the first period. The assist going to Austin Fournette, and it sounded like this.
Wide shot, beautiful, just low on the ice, right, beats Madsen. I don't even think Madsen saw it.
Well, I'm sorry, we tried to get that one queued up for you, and we were a little little shy on that one, so let's see if we can roll it back here and come up with the highlight here for you. As LeMay scored, and Chi High leads
from a toasted.
We'll roll it back a little further. Here we go.
It moves in. There's a shot. Oh, it goes in. Jackson LeMay just toasted. Plum toasted the goaltender for the Aves here tonight, Evan Madsen, on the right side. And the guy is just burning it up on the ice.
Top of the circle, wide shot, beautiful, just low on the ice, right, beats Madsen. I don't even think Madsen saw it.
There you go, Chi High, LeMay with the goal, but Memorial countered, a power play goal, 16:37 of the second. It was Gabe Pankratz, the assist going to Seymour, and then the late one, third period, it was Diggins from Pankratz, 16:29, even strength goal, and Memorial walks away with a slim 2-1 win here tonight. Let's go downstairs. Connie Feedy is with Matt Luckowitz.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, here with head coach Matt Luckowitz after your first season. Great playoff run. What can you say about your seniors that are playing their last game?
What's not to say? You give that last speech in the locker room, and look, we've had our ups and downs this year. The Cardinals have. I've had my ups and downs with this group of seniors. Trusting us, not trusting us, going through our ups and downs together. And when you get to the end of a season and they're trusting you and they do exactly what you ask them to do and they put themselves in a position to win, what else can you ask for? They did exactly. And that was what I just told them. I said, I'm proud of you guys. You went out there. You did exactly what we asked you to do. Keep it a low-scoring game. Put yourself in a position to win. That's our identity. They bought into it. It won us a couple big games, and we fell just a little bit short tonight. We had our opportunities to win it. This game could have gone either way. All we asked is that they put us in that position to do it and to win, and they did. And unfortunately, we fell short.
Yeah, you know, it's a sad ending to an amazing playoff run, an amazing season, really, that had, like you said, ups and downs. You beat Hudson, you know, at one point, one of the better teams in the state. But, you know, looking ahead next year, I mean, it might be a little early, but you have Drew Brolwald in net, and that he's just going to keep getting better.
Yeah, this was, you know, to put three games back-to-back-to-back in the playoffs as a freshman, that's a lot to ask, and I've talked to Drew a lot about this, and just let him know, hey, you're a guy who has to go out there for 51 minutes, and you don't get, like these other guys, they get to come off after a bad shift. Coach chews their rear end a little bit, right? They get to sit there, think about it, get a water, shake it off, and go back out there and have a better shift. He doesn't have that as a goalie, and that's just the nature of goalie, but he's got the perfect attitude, the perfect demeanor, for what it means to be a quality goaltender. And he's showing already signs of this as a freshman. Absolutely, the future's bright for this young man. We get nothing but compliments about him. To play big in big games, that's when you know what you have in a player. And he absolutely stepped up tonight, just like all of our seniors did too.
Absolutely. We were saying earlier how your seniors have really helped, along with, you know, starting in 2020 class, moving forward, really putting Chi High on the map, giving you that hard schedule that you faced. I mean, it's going to be hard to replace them for sure next year.
Yeah, it's impossible, right? Like, you look at these guys, and they're irreplaceable. Now, next year will come, and it'll be just a new wave, right? But right now, you're looking at the potential of your heart being ripped out. It's just to lose these guys, the relationships that you're able to build. You know, I only got to do the 1 year with them, but man, it feels like a lifetime. All the things that we've been through, the ups, the downs we talked about. You really are a family. You go through it together. You go through your frustrations together. You go through your joys together. And at the end of the day, it is. It's a family, and it's watching your family members, you know, kind of leave you an empty nester. So,
well, thank you so much, and good luck to the seniors and everything they go to do in the future.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you guys covering us, and go Cards.
All right, guys, thank you very much, Connie and Matt Luckowitz. Chi High losing here 2-1 on the Hobbs ice here tonight in the sectional semifinal. And we'll come back and wrap things up and talk about the sports calendar for the week on WOGO Radio in just a moment.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Habs fans hanging around to congratulate their players as they come out of the locker room. And a close one here tonight. Chi-Hi loses 2-1 to Eau Claire Memorial.
What a game, though.
What a game. What a fun game.
Yeah. They, you know, Chi-Hi really put up a battle against a really strong Memorial team.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can't really hang your head on that at all.
That is for sure. Cards had a remarkable postseason here. Knocking off Eau Claire North, and then the team that everybody thought was going to be Madison to, you know, hand them the championship, Stevens Point, undefeated. Point had lost their last game against us in the sectional final, and Chi-Hi beats them 4-1 in their home ice.
Yes. My heart
nothing
broke
can take
for
away
them,
from,
too. You know, like, I felt bad for Spash just having, like, a, you know, fairy tale
they
season.
They could have Chi-Hi in their locker room like,
like a voodoo
know,
doll.
The target or something.
Yes, right. You know, that, but great for Chi-Hi, great for Chi-Hi
yep.
hockey, great for those seniors. And
yep. They got something special to take with them.
Absolutely, and they almost did it again tonight, you know, taking down Memorial, who's definitely a higher seed, better team overall.
Magic ran out here, but what a great end of the season for the Cards. So, again, Chippewa finishes at 10-16-1, and Memorial advances at 16-9-2. And our sports calendar has got Max boys basketball on Thursday night, a crossover game, 6:55. The call with Caleb and Mark Maloney, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney. And then on Friday, the girls are in playoff action for McDonald. We'll have that for you, 6:55, I believe, is pregame for that one. Join us on WOGO and our YouTube channel. I want to thank those who made this possible, our advertisers. Thank you very much. We don't take you for granted. Appreciate all of you. And we hope that you caught their stories here tonight, and we'll patronize them and thank them yourself, if you can, for keeping us on the air with these games on WOGO. Want to thank Gavin Bovey, our radio producer tonight, Sam Hebert here with video. Appreciate them very much. And Connie, it's been a delight to work with you this season.
Same to you. Thank you for the opportunity. It's been such a fun experience.
Absolutely. For me, too. For Connie Feeney, I'm Greg Stewart. Final again. It was Eau Claire Memorial going out of the sectional final with a 2-1 win over Chi High. Good night from Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire.
Chi High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cards Hockey on WOGO Sports. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.